You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And yeah, we cover down on all of it. Like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to the Monday. This is the Monday. It's the best one you've got right now. It's the Monday. And welcome to it. It's a beautiful day outside. Although I see clouds forming. We had rains after. Hey, Boomer's on the board. I'm just talking to you, man. I just realized that, and he said hello.
just talking away. Hey, it's a good Monday.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Little man's got an all-star game tonight.
Tonight, baseball.
We need no rain.
No rain tonight. That's what we're hoping for.
That's good.
It's going to be fun.
That's good. Is he ready?
Oh, he is. He is more than ready right now.
Are you ready?
I am totally ready. I can't wait.
All right. Hey, we got a great show for you. Coming up 4 o'clock, my buddy Jeff Poor, who is the editor-in-chief at 1819 News, ran a very interesting story over the weekend. And I contacted him and said, dude, I think you need to come on and just spitball this with me for a little bit. It's a weird story, y'all, about legislators apparently all chipping in to fund a nonprofit that would then help them with redistricting, but I have to question how that really works. Anyway, we'll talk about that at 4 o'clock with Jeff Poor. In the meantime, I got a full-on triple dipper, so hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So number one, right out the gate, I'm calling it kid stuff. Don't take the lighthearted name for granted, all right? Kid stuff. I'm talking about the things that the world is attempting to do to kids and why the narrative is what it is. Why is it that right now the most popular movie out of out of Hollywood is the one, Sound of Freedom, that is drawing attention to the issue of pedophilia and child trafficking, and yet liberals don't want you to watch it? Why would that be? Why is that the narrative? And so we'll talk about that and kind of couch it in some other issues. But number one on the triple dipper, kid stuff. Stand by for that. Number two, I didn't get to it Friday, so I hung on to it and I found some more resources to even augment it. Number two, AI is here. So, man, I'm telling you, we got to get a handle on this. So AI is everywhere. I think we may find that AI has been places we didn't know it already was. But more and more, it's becoming a question of how prevalent it is, what it's capable of, and where the limits are. So yeah, number two on the triple dipper, stand by for that, AI is here. And then number three, I'm just calling this monkey business. So we're gonna have that conversation with Jeff Poor. When I was a kid, I don't know about y'all, but when I was a kid, if we were up to something, if like my grandfather would look at us and say, all right, what kind of monkey business is going on in here? That was his phrase. I don't know if that was just my family or everybody's family, but it was a phrase that basically meant, y'all are up to something. What is going on? Well, I got several stories, not the least of which is that one story that I'm going to talk about with Jeff Poor, where you look at it and go, okay, what kind of monkey business is going on here, government officials? What are y'all up to there, Democrats and Republican parties? So let's talk about it. Monkey business, number three on the triple dipper. Hey, I'm going to head into my monologue, and I want to remind you now that our monologue has now been sponsored by Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that are open 7 days a week, but they're all over the Birmingham area with two new locations in Chelsea and Hoover. They serve all ages, and they are now taking walk-ins all over Southern Immediate Care. All right, hey, listen, let me jump right in. So I've decided I'm going to do something this week, a little different. It's not like I haven't done it before. I've just never done it in a concerted fashion. My monologue every single day this week, I'm going to use a movie as the backdrop for it. I'm gonna literally take some time to draft my monologue, which I write every day, and I'm going to use a movie as the backstop. I mean, movies are really just storytelling, right? Stories are how we communicate best sometimes. They can be like simple entertainment, but the best movies are the ones that inspire and motivate or move you in some way. And if you think about it, storytelling is what Jesus did by using parables. Reagan, he was also a great communicator. He could paint a picture with words, tell a story, get his point across. Well, I'm no Reagan, and I'm certainly no Jesus. But I see those examples, and that's why I often make my monologue points by telling a story or weaving a mental image. So yeah, this week, I'm going to use movies every day this week is my plan to make my point. And this week, I'm starting off with The Patriot, starring Mel Gibson. Boomer's already into it. I'm hoping you've all seen it, The Patriot. It's a great movie. It came out in the year 2000. The Patriot storyline is set in the Revolutionary War. Gibson's character is a plantation owner. He's a member of the Continental Delegation from South Carolina. The movie is fictional, but it's loosely based on the actual combined real-life heroes of Francis Marion, Thomas Sumter, Daniel Morgan. So in the movie, war is brewing. South Carolina's leadership is heavily debating whether or not to urge the Continental Congress to declare war on Great Britain or not. But Gibson's character is a veteran of the French and Indian War, and he's still jaded from his time in battle. He's a widower, and he's raising 7 children on his own. And he's determined to stay neutral and to keep his sons from joining the fight. So he winds up being one of the few votes against a call to arms. Now, you've got a man who has a proven record of being willing to fight. He's been in the fray. But he sees his own children and he thinks, not this time. I'll stay neutral. I won't take a stand one way or the other. And because I don't take a stand, my children will be safe. Or so he thought. So Gibson's son left home on his oldest son, left home on his own and joined the Continental Army. His next son begs to be let go, but Gibson won't have any of it. And there's a pivotal moment in the movie when the children could hear the sounds of battle not far from their home one evening. You could see the flash of cannon fire in the waning light of day. It was a scary thing, but it was still out there until it wasn't. Soon after that, Gibson's oldest son stumbles into the house bleeding from a wound he had suffered in a battle just over the horizon from his own home. And by morning, the front porch and the yard around the house were covered up with wounded soldiers, both British and American. Now, I won't go into all the details, but suffice to say that the war had been kept at bay, but yet it came to Gibson's house anyway. And the next morning, when British dragoons arrived, they killed his second oldest son. They led his oldest son away into captivity. And the enemy set his house and barn on fire, and they left Gibson and his 2 remaining sons and 2 young daughters grieving in the ruins. So let me stop here and make my first point. Y'all, in real life, right now, with us, you and I, there's a war going on all around us. Right now. It's a culture war. It's a war for our values. Some would say it's a war for our very way of life, and I'm not being overly dramatic. Take a look around you and tell me I'm wrong. If you're a conservative, if you're a Christian, then you are the target of the most strident and avaricious liberalism ever allowed to gain a foothold in our country since the day it was founded. And truth be told, that war is targeting our kids, our homes, and our way of life. So if you want to stay neutral and try to stay out of it, like Gibson's character did, well, that may only go so far. Sooner or later, the sounds of the cannons in the distance might be right there on your front steps. And the enemy doesn't care a whit for your neutrality. They only want your surrender. And if you won't fight back and stand for what you believe, then they'll just take your children anyway. So there's a scene later in the movie as Gibson's character is discussing the state of things and the loss of his oldest son, or second oldest son, I mean. And the discussion is with a woman who plays a main part in the movie, and she looks at him and she says, "You have done nothing for which you should be ashamed." To which Gibson replied, "I have done nothing, and for that I am ashamed." So I was discussing this movie with a pastor the other day, and he pointed out that the next part of the scene where the British had just killed Gibson's son and led his other one off to be hanged, with his house on fire, Gibson came to himself and he ran into the house. He ran up the burning steps to the attic. He dragged an old chest out of its place and he began to retrieve his weapons of war. He grabbed up rifles and powder and ball, and he ran back down the steps to his children. And what he did then caused some liberal heads to explode in modern America. He armed 2 of his sons, and he reminded them what he had taught them about shooting. He told them, "Aim small, miss small." And they took off after the enemy to rescue the oldest son. Now listen, I'm not going to spoil it for those of you who have not seen it, but let me just first say the next several minutes of the fight that ensued between Gibson, his 2 young boys, and a platoon of British soldiers was an epic movie and moment in movie history. But let's dissect that scene for the point that needs to be made now. You see, the war came to his home. Even though he had not taken a stand, even though he had not provoked the enemy, even though he had chosen not to take any action, the war came anyway. And the fact that he tried to stay out of it and took no stand to protect his children resulted in the loss of one of his children and the captivity of another. But the fight was by no means over. His boys had been raised with some values. He had taught them some skills along the way. He had armed them. And then so equipped, he led them. And he took the stand that perhaps he should have taken all along. My point is this. Not that I'm calling you today to actual arms. This is not that. But I am saying there's a fight going on. I am saying that there's a war that says that what is right is wrong and what is wrong is now right. A cultural fight that demands that we capitulate and move to the left. Right now. It's all around us. And some of you have already likely suffered some losses in that fight. But we need to equip our children to understand what is right and what is wrong. We need to give them the tools of faith and character and confidence and love and assurance and of values and of the ability to see wrong and call it wrong and to know that they are all right for being right. And we need to give them an example of an adult who cares enough to stand in the gap for them, to stand for what we believe, and to tell the world that they will not bring the fight to our homes. Not at all, because if they do, it will go badly for them. So yes, The Patriot's a great movie. It's a great movie. But it's an analogy for our times today. So let's not be that man or woman who feels shame later for having done nothing. Protect the kids. Teach them to aim small and miss small. That's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And I'll try and do that every day this week with a different movie and a different point. But that one right there, this pastor and I were having that conversation. And he specifically said that scene reminded him that the war will come to you anyway if you try to stay neutral, that you may have to take a stand. And oh, by the way, you may have to equip the children for the fight. How about that? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.